This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. A report this week found New Hampshire schools must do more to graduate students in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math. The STEM Task Force report issued on Tuesday came up with a wide range of recommendations to prepare students for careers in those fields. Brian Blake is superintendent of the Sanborn Regional School District. He was a member of the STEM Task Force and joins us now to talk about his reaction to the report's findings. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
As far as the results of that survey, the report found there's a lack of teachers to fill math and science positions. Now, how do you go about fixing that?
We're going to need to look at enticing more professionals, people that are in the STEM field, to go into education, perhaps incentivize that in some way. I think it needs to start with our teacher prep programs and enticing more college students who are in education training programs to pursue STEM education. When kids are in school, in high school and elementary school, when they're deciding on careers, we need teachers who are energetic and excited about science so that those students want to go on to become science teachers as well.
The report recommends everything from, you know, that more personal learning standards starting in middle school to the creation of a statewide academy for students interested in the STEM fields. You know, is the message here simply a more personalized approach to learning? Is it, initiatives to get those subjects in schools at a much younger age? How do you make that all happen?
In terms of STEM education, the report was very clear that we need to develop students' interests in the STEM fields at an earlier age and help them to hone their interest levels in the science fields and help them to realize the dreams that they have.
The report calls for the creation of a STEM Education Innovation Fund that will be a public-private partnership to help pay to implement some of the recommendations. How important is that funding aspect to this?
Well, there's I think, 8 recommendations that were made in the task force report. Some of those will clearly require funding that's not currently available to us. I think that the opportunities are there for much of that work to happen in school buildings, school districts now. The adoption of the Next Generation Science Standards, for example, is something that we can clearly do in our existing systems. The math courses, the recommendations around the fourth year of mathematics, something that we can do. Things like the specialized STEM advanced high school type program, that's going to be more difficult to do without the community business partnerships.
So what do you hope to do in your own district now to respond to these recommendations? Are there things that you're already doing that you've seen work in your own district?
Frankly, many of the things that are in the report we're already doing. We've already looked at and begun to adopt the Next Generation Science Standards. We're already looking at our options for that additional math course. We're looking at individual pathways for students. In Sanborn in particular, we have a program for juniors and seniors where they have career pathways. And it's not just science, but it's all the different fields.
Brian Blake is superintendent of the Sanborn Regional School District. He joined us today to talk about the STEM Task Force and the report's findings that were out earlier this week. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.